Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
68 years of independence and 30 years of joyfulness. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday News. The Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM here in Accra, on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via our various affiliates, live on X Spaces and on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up. This afternoon, rescue teams recovers charred bodies of two more victims from the debris of last night's explosion at Odumasi near Konongo, bringing the death toll to three. Meanwhile, dozens remain hospitalized, fighting for their lives. We have more details as several Ghana National Fire Service personnel sustained injuries, with some surviving officers reportedly assaulted by angry residents during the chaotic aftermath of the explosion.
Our driver also sustained some injuries and collapsed. Two other crew members also sustained injuries. The residents started pelting heavy stones at them, attacking them and destroying the fire tender in the process.
We'll be live on the ground. Also in this bulletin,
we received estimates of at least 20 million Ghana cedis for holding the event at the Independence Square on the same scale as the previous years. Today's event would save us 95% of the estimated cost of the event.
Government slashes cost by 95% for Ghana's 68th Independence Day celebration by hosting the event at the Jubilee House, themed Reflect, Review, Reset. This move marks a significant shift from previous large-scale celebrations, more as the president assures of building a self-sufficient nation and less reliance on imports. Also in this bulletin, minority in parliament blocked from moving motion demanding a parliamentary inquiry into the decision by government to sack workers employed by the Eswell government after December 7.
It is my considered opinion that the matter is sub judice.
Meanwhile, the Ghana Education Service sets up a three-member committee to validate appointments made after the last election. And later, mental health experts call for increased awareness in education as gaming addiction spikes among the youth.
It can lead to addiction with devastating consequences for not just the individuals, but for families and the society as a whole.
I bring you details of that and more in this bulletin. I am Hannah Odami. Thanks for choosing us. The sound of a deafening explosion going off at Odumasi near Konongo in the Ashanti Akem Central Municipality of the Ashanti region intensifying as already raging inferno engulfed a chain of stores. This afternoon, Joy News has learned that at least two more charred bodies have been pulled from the wreckage, bringing the death toll to three. Dozens, including firefighters, have suffered varying degrees of injuries, while more than 20 shops and houses have been ravaged by the blaze. As thick smoke still lingers in the air, stunned residents and distraught shop owners sift through the debris, desperately searching for anything left to salvage from the destruction. Let's go live to the scene now, where my colleague Erastus Asari Donko has been stationed all day, bringing us first-hand updates. Erastus, let's first start with the mood in the community and the market right now. Paint for us the picture you're seeing.
Well, you see pictures of people who are still shocked at the impact. And there are people who are also shocked that they never knew that people were selling explosives in that particular area. So quite a number of people have gathered here, hundreds, who are trooping to the scene to catch a glimpse. Some of them have been sharing how they experienced the impact of the explosion.
You heard an eyewitness there. Let's go back to Erastok. Erastok, you also spoke to some of those who were injured and the relatives of the deceased. How are they coping?
Well, so one person has been recounting how her sister, who was trying to run away from the impact, fell on a concrete slab, hitting her head against the floor and died in the ensuing event. And these are people who are still recovering from the shock. Erastos, briefly tell us what she's been saying. So she's been recounting her experience of the incident, and she says that one person who came out from the impact lost an arm and had a lot of wounds on the face. She's also saying that her sister had a kid, a lady, who also, when she was trying to run away from the impact, she fell and hit her head on the floor tiles and died. That's what she's saying.
Okay. Now, are there any authorities you've seen on the ground, and what have they been telling you?
So far, I've seen some police vehicles and some policemen in here. I've also seen the NDC PC for the area, and I've seen the constituency chairman, NDC, also around, but aside these, I've not seen any other authorities. I'm learning that the woman who owns the store, the shops, has been invited by the police. Her husband is at the hospital. I saw him. He has shrapnel, which has entered his body as a result of the explosion, but he's still recovering from the wounds.
And talking about recovery, you went to the hospital where many of the survivors are receiving treatment. What did you gather from there?
So I was told by the nurse in charge that they brought in six people. One was pronounced dead on arrival. The other five, I saw them. Many of them had some metal, pieces of metal that penetrated their skin. One had a huge gash on the forehead, but they are all responding to treatment as the doctors have said.
Six of the victims were brought to the emergency unit here. And at the moment, one passed on in the night. And at the moment, five are still on admission responding to treatment.
What is their condition, do you know?
They have different, multiple lacerations. Different levels of lacerations from the blast. Yes, in general, that's the condition.
This one I'm seeing in Ireland has some shrapnel getting into his body.
Yes, the blast left some pellets. Yes, which were on all by his body. Yes, but.
You heard an official at the Konongo Hospital speaking with Erastus Asari Donko. Let's bring in ADO1 Alex Kinate. He's a public relations. He's with the public relations unit of the Ghana National Fire Service for more. Now, we understand that some of your personnel were caught in the explosion. How many were affected and what's their condition as of now?
So, good afternoon to yourself and to your listeners. About five of our crew members were injured. The driver was severely injured and he collapsed as a result of the explosion.
Just the driver?
The driver mm-hmm. and then the other crew members.
Okay.
About five of the crew members, but the driver's own was a bit more worse because he was thrown out of the vehicle while he was operating the pump.
Okay.
So he collapsed as a result of the explosion.
How is he and the others faring now?
So the other crew members have been discharged, but then the driver is still on admission at the hospital.
Okay, we also had indications that some of your personnel were allegedly assaulted. Can you confirm this?
Yes. So after the driver collapsed and couldn't operate the pump, it became important to call on for another driver to come and operate the pump for us to be able to fight the fire. So when the other driver arrived, in order to reposition the vehicle or the appliance well, I think the town folks misunderstood it that they were leaving. And so they decided to attack them by pelting stones at them. So the explosion contributed to the destruction of the tender. But again, the pelting of stones by the residents also further aggravated the issue. So as we speak right now, our fire tender at Konongo has been booked out of commission. So if there's any emergency there again, the appliance would have to move from Ejeso to come to Konongo.
How soon will you be able to repair or replace that for them?
So now we can't tell. And, we strongly condemn attacks on fire officers. This is not the first time that particular area are noted for attacking firefighters. The fire tender was out of commission for a very long while. This fire tender in question is well over 20 years old. We've just been managing it, and our commanders were able to put it back on the road quite recently, and then this has also happened. So,
okay.
But now I can't tell. We'll make efforts to put it in. We'll make efforts to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, we'll sound a strong caution for people to be attacking firefighters because the consequences will be far-reaching for them more than it will be for us as firefighters.
But considering, finally and briefly, considering the fact that this is what happened to your men, are they still on the ground?
So even after the attack, our men were still on the ground helping with trying to the situation. So the unfortunate thing is that it was the fire tender that was not at the scene, you know, after the attack. But then the personnel were stationed there. Even today, because we have a station at Konongo, even today our personnel will still be there trying to help with salvaging and then helping with the situation.
Thank you so much, ADO1 Alex Kinate with the Public Relations Unit of the Ghana National Fire Service. Ghana's 68th Independence Day celebration would have cost 20 million cedis this year, should it have been organized as it has always been. But to cut down costs, the Mahama-led administration scaled the commemoration to the Jubilee House, where few performances were held. This is part of the new administration's means of protecting the public purse, according to the president. Addressing the special guests earlier today, he highlighted how poor choices have affected development over the years, urging accountability from now.
Large-scale celebrations often come with significant logistical, security and infrastructure costs, which strain the national budget. By reducing the scale of the event, we wish to demonstrate a commitment to fiscal responsibility and the efficient use of our limited resources. Fiscal prudence has become imperative for navigating the severe economic crisis that has recently confronted our country. This year, we received estimates of at least 20 million Ghana cedis for holding the event at the Independence Square on the same scale as the previous years. In a year when we are calling on all to sacrifice, including workers who have graciously accepted to spend that kind of money on a few hours of celebration. To Today's event would save us 95% of the estimated cost of the event. Nonetheless, this scaled-down celebration does not diminish the importance and significance of this occasion in any way.
The president also talked about efforts to raise revenue domestically and to break the cycle of dependence so the country can be economically independent.
The entire efficacy of this reminder lies not in just repeating it, but in our willingness to take decisive action. Actions that will break the chain of dependency, not just the empty rhetoric of an Africa that is beyond aid. Proclaiming self-reliance while marching straight back to the donors, into the hands of the donor agencies, begging bowl in hand, is really meaningless.
Now let's go to the Jubilee House and speak to our presidential affairs correspondent, Maxwell Agbagba. How was the president's speech received, Maxwell?
Well, many were excited about his message to the people, especially the part that had to do with cutting down, you know, the cost of the celebrations. In fact, many applauded when he mentioned that the country has been able to save 95% of the cost, the total cost that would have spent if the celebrations were held at the Independence Square. Many were also excited about his call for lasting peace in Boko and other conflict-affected areas. Now, in that message, he stressed that the children of Boko deserve a peaceful land where their dreams can be nurtured and edged. The people not to be swayed by divisions. He appealed to all sides to give peace a chance. Now, he stressed that no community could truly thrive in the midst of conflict and urged the people to rise above divisions for the sake of future generations.
Now, we know that you spoke to others also. What did they tell you? Maxwell, are you there? Hello, Maxwell. Unfortunately, we lost Maxwell there. Let's go to the Northern region where the Minister Adolf John Ali has called for unity to help bring the needed developments that will improve the lives of the people. He said this when he addressed the 68th Independence Celebrations in Tamale.
We must also take...
O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A moment to critically review the challenges that persist in the society. Economic challenges, particularly inflation, the cost of living, and the youth unemployment remain present concern. In Tamale, like many other parts of the country, many young people are still seeking employment opportunities. And we must find innovative ways to create sustainable jobs and empower the youth to contribute meaningfully to the economy. Similarly, while we have made strides in education, we are still grappling with issues of quality and accessibility.
While in the Ashanti region, Godson De Graftapia has been gauging the perspectives of citizens and a political historian on the country's pursuit of a stronger democratic future in this report read to you.
Over the decades, Ghana has established itself through its rich cultural heritage, economic growth, and an active role in regional and global affairs. Some Ghanaians shared their perspectives on the journey towards independence and development thus far.
Since they won Ghana and independence, now up to date, let me go on my society.
Yes, I'm a dear fan, dear my idea. But I see our sample in Fonesi Sanyamun. I am a player.
As Ghanaians come together to celebrate, it is crucial to reflect on the nation's complexities, recognizing both achievements and challenges. Dr. Samuel Edujemfi is a political historian with the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology.
What is closely linked to that is that even though some have tried to argue that rather radical nationalism is what led to Ghana's independence, and that really took effect from the 1945. But
Let's check how the celebration was held in the Upper West region. There was a clean-up exercise, and our correspondent Rafiq Salam joins us live with more details. Rafiq, this is a clear departure from the usual celebrations and how you usually report to us. So how was participation?
Participation was not all that high turnout, but for the World Municipal Assembly, they put themselves in the bag for having several people, several communities coming out to do this cleanup exercise. Remember somewhere around 1997, this city was named as the best or the cleanest city in the country, but it is a failure of itself now. And so embarking on such a journey, according to coordinating director of the World Municipal Assembly, Adam Mimoro, he stated that it is something that has a toll on the internal generated funds of the Assembly. So coming out this morning was great, and they are really happy that they were able to do this cleanup exercise.
Upper West Regional Correspondent Rafiq Salam there. That's a good time to take a break. When we come back, mental health experts are calling for increased awareness in education as gaming addiction spikes among the youth.
It can lead to addiction with devastating consequences for not just the individuals, but for families and the society as a whole.
Petrosol are celebrating their 10 years in grand style. They're giving back to their loyal customers. Hope you have registered at their online portal. Don't say I didn't tell you all.
Each month, customers will stand the chance of winning items like tricycles, motorcycles, television sets, refrigerators, phones, fuel vouchers, and many more. But the best part is that at the end of the promo, we will be giving out a grand prize of 2 Suzuki Espresso cars to lucky winners who stay with us all through the promo period. All you need to join is to visit any of our over 100 stations across the country to get registered, or go to www.petrosolcrm.com to register online.
Petrosol, energizing dreams.
The Honorable Kofi Edie Adams, Minister for Sports and Recreation, I don't envy your job. You have the monumental task of restoring Ghana to its pride of place in African and world sports. The shambles that is Ghana sports today is completely unacceptable for a country with our pedigree, and I expect that you inject transparency, professionalism, and modernity into the management of the sector. I expect that you will concentrate on building up all the sports disciplines, and I know the Ghana Football Association would be a good place to start.
Choice Sports Thought Leadership presents the 2025 First Quarter Thought Leadership event, bringing together industry giants and stakeholders to have a very critical conversation. This event is under the theme Resetting Ghana Sports, Governance, Infrastructure, Funding. Date, Thursday, March 13, 2025. Time, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And this will be live on the Joy News channel, which is on 421 on DSTV, and Joy Prime, which is on 281 on DSTV, as well as Joy 99.7 FM. Make a day as we together as a collective get deep technical insights into how to move government sport development agenda forward with practical, actionable projections. This First Quarter Thought Leadership event is powered by Joy Sports, the thrill of the game.
You're welcome. The minority in Parliament have been blocked for moving a motion seeking a parliamentary probe into the dismissal of workers employed after December 7. The motion filed by the minority leader and 2 other MPP MPs sought to have Parliament declare that the dismissals were against the Constitution of Ghana. Now, even before the motion would be moved, Majority Leader Mahama Yar'Adua challenged it, insisting the matter was already before the courts. So the First Deputy Speaker, Bernard Ahiafo, delivered a ruling agreeing with the majority leader and dismissed the motion.
In line with the stated orders, it is my considered opinion that the matter is sub judice. Thus, permitting any deliberation home saying and formation of a committee to inquire into the said matter would prejudice the interest of the parties to the action. I rely on the decision of the Right Honourable Speaker of this August House, dated 6th January 2014.
Meanwhile, a former Interior Minister, James Agalga, says the MPP has no moral justification to question the dismissal of those appointed after the last elections.
I have a personal experience to share. When I served as Deputy Minister of the Interior, 6 months to the elections, we secured financial clearance from the Ministry of Finance to recruit personnel into the security agencies, namely the police, fire service and prisons. We went through all the procedures, including putting out an advertisement. Applications were made, unlike what we saw recently when the argument made by the former Interior Minister was that he was recruiting from a non-existent backlog. We caused an advert to be made. Applications were put in, they were sieved, examinations written, and qualified candidates were selected for training. In 2017, Mr. Speaker, the Akufo-Addo government, after 4 months of training in the various training depots, actually dismissed recruits who had been trained in weapon handling.
In a related development, the Ghana Education Service has set up a committee to validate appointments to the service after the December 2024 elections. My colleague Elton Broby joins me in the studio with more from the GES. What is the statement saying?
So this is directed to all regional directors of education, and on the above theme, management of Ghana Education Service requests all affected staff to have their recruitment validated and reinstated in order to clean up the database of all recruited staff on GES payroll. Now, in view of the above, a three-member committee made up of regional human resource officers, regional internal auditors, and regional accountants should lead the validation process. All staff in this category should make available the following documents to support the validation exercise: appointment letter, academic certificates, licensure certificate, and national service certificate. The affected staff are expected to go through the validation process by 14th May 2025. The management of the DES counts on your cooperation. This is signed by Professor Ernest Kofi Davis, the Acting Director General of the GES.
Thank you very much, Elton. A little longer in Parliament, and the member for Damango, Samuel Abujinapo, says the President's commitment to run a lean government is just a mirage.
He's appointed a presidential advisor on economy, appointed presidential advisor for 24-hour economy, presidential advisor in special aid to the president, presidential advisor on national anti-corruption program, presidential advisor on diaspora affairs. Mr. Speaker, he goes on to appoint presidential advisor, presidential staffer, and special aid to the vice president, presidential staffer for Black Star Experience, and then presidential staffer for diaspora affairs. Mr. Speaker, he tells the country that he's appointed a minister in charge of agribusiness. And yet, he's appointed director at the presidency in charge of agriculture and agribusiness. Mr. Speaker, he says he will not appoint deputy regional ministers. And he appoints 16 presidential staffers in charge of the 16 regions of our country. These presidential staffers in charge of the 16 regions of our country, in essence, as it relates to the cost on the national exchequer, are in fact, indeed, and in substance, deputy ministers of state.
That was Samuel Abujinapo. Gaming addiction is emerging as a serious concern, with experts warning it could severely hinder the nation's development and negatively impact both individuals and society. Stephen Mensah has the rest of the story.
In a recent discussion on mental health and national development, Chief Executive Officer of the Mental Health Authority, Professor Adua Pinaman Apo, has emphasized that gaming addiction is a growing societal issue with the potential to hinder the country's development.
Gaming in particular has become a global phenomenon, offering entertainment, connection, and even skill development, among others. However, the appeal of virtual worlds
and especially these gaming platforms, can be so powerful that it can lead to addiction with devastating consequences for not just the individuals, but for families and the society as a whole.
Professor Vincent Japon, representing Dalhousie University and the Global Psychological eHealth Foundation, has called for both international and local support to address this growing issue.
Today, we celebrate the dedication and passion of medical students who have taken the time to explore and communicate the importance of mental health and psychiatric care. In a world where mental health issues are often overlooked, this platform has provided an opportunity to amplify the voices of future healthcare professionals.
Authorities are calling for more awareness, research, and actionable solutions needed to prevent the spread of gaming addiction and its negative effect on both mental health and national development. Stephen Mentor's report, read to you.
And that's it for the Midday News with me, Hannah Odami. But you can find all these stories and more when you log on to myjoyonline.com. Enjoy the
check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly.